Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. When it comes to the Big Apple, construction and new build high-rises aren't uniquely restricted to Manhattan. Over the past few years, downtown Brooklyn has been shape-shifting almost beyond all recognition. That change is anchored by City Point, what will become the largest food, shopping and entertainment destination in the borough. Within it, Brooklyn's tallest building, with the highest residential infinity pool in the Western Hemisphere to boot, is a 68-story edifice from Cohn Pedersen Fox Associate. Our America's editor-at-large, Ed Stocker, went on a hard hat tour for this week's Tall Stories.
It's very, very windy indeed up here on the 63rd floor, but incredible views of Manhattan and the skyline. I can see One World Trade Center, all the bridges. It's going to be quite incredible when it's finished.
I'm Gary Barnett, chairman and founder of Extel Development Company. This was a special opportunity to do something here. It was a great location. It had the City Point amenities, has all the transportation. It was sizable, so a lot of the projects that were done in Brooklyn are more smaller projects, low rises. We wanted something substantial to come into Brooklyn. And then there was also a 25-year tax abatement here, and that allowed us to spend more money on the building, on the quality of the building, on doing a high rise. It cost more money. And there's only a certain type of building we build at Extel. It's really super quality, great amenities, great design. And so that allowed us to spend the extra money to actually do something in Brooklyn. And it's actually our only project in Brooklyn.
Is there a bit of a sort of competition? You've got to have the biggest, the brightest, the boldest, the tallest. You know, this is going to be, when finished, the tallest building in Brooklyn.
I know. You know, we talk about that. People like to be in the tallest and the biggest and the best, like you say. We don't make a big deal about it. We're just going to be able to build the buildings that we build, the kind of quality that we want. And it has to be of size or it's just not worth our while to invest in it. So this was an unusual opportunity, but we're not focused on the fact that this is the tallest. It doesn't make a difference to me.
Well, we have to finish talking about the view. We're here on the 63rd floor on a beautiful, flawless, sunny day in New York. Tell us what we're looking at.
Well, the views are 360, quite amazing. If you look out in that direction, that's towards Kennedy Airport, you actually see the ocean over there. So these are beautiful views of the ocean, beautiful views of the bay. And then, of course, the most spectacular of all, perhaps, is the island of Manhattan, which you have a really beautiful kind of entire encompassing picture of Manhattan, the whole skyline from, the Upper East Side to Midtown to that great tower rising there, Central Park Tower over there, which, by the way, we're building.
Good plug.
You can see 157. Along there, you get to downtown where you have One Manhattan Square, which, as I said, is a counterpoint to this building, which we've just finishing now. We actually opened up the building on South Street in Lower Manhattan. You can see everything downtown Manhattan, so you have really an unbelievable view.
Yeah, so I think what we'll do is we'll go down to the street. KPF can talk a little bit about the facade and the architecture when everybody can see that. And then we're happy to have everyone over to the sales gallery, which is just 2 blocks away.
I'm Bruce Fisher, a director at KPF. The facade accepts the fact that this is a very large building. We don't try to mask it by breaking it down into multiple pieces. We really are out to have a very strong singular expression, very unified expression, and something that is a strong contrast and counterpoint to the towers of City Point. So while it's a group of buildings that all work together, each has a distinct expression.
Tell me a little bit more about this idea of expression. What is the statement that this new building, the tallest in Brooklyn, is making?
One has to put it in the perspective of multiple buildings around it. It's part of City Point. There are three towers. City Point sits within the context of a lot of other development in Brooklyn. So there is an eclectic quality to the thing as a whole. So I don't think one can just look at the building as a solo piece. What's important is that it does have its own distinct character within this grouping of buildings. And so to do that, we needed something that was graphic. We didn't want something that was an all-glass building that is dark. We were after the right balance between what is a light facade and a darker facade, if you contrast the glass with the white panels. And that allows for a lot of reflected light off the building and a lot of shade and shadow. So we were looking at, as our precedent, a lot of Brutoya screens, and though that's a different level of art, we did look at textured facades, relief sculptures, and that did influence how we thought about the facade. The city grid around City Point is actually, it's not an orthogonal grid. It's got a series of angles. So we actually used that as the basis for the facade itself. There's a series of faceted panels, and these, because they face in different directions and they face light, you know, the sun in different ways, you actually do get this play of shade and shadow on the facade. We selected an aluminum panel, which in a way is a very basic material, but what's great about it is we maximize the size of these sheets so that when you look at the building, you don't get a lot of joints. It's not made of lots of little pieces, but rather these larger frames, which are two stories in height, and they pack together to form this grid on the overall facade, you really get surface. You really read surface without tons of extra texture in it. And then the paint itself, we looked at, you know, it is a white paint, but it's a custom paint that really has a lot more speckling and actually, as you're up close to it, more texture. So it almost feels more ceramic. But of course, with ceramic panels, which the adjacent building has, you need lots and lots of joints. And we looked at other materials, but in the end, we thought, actually, we want kind of something with a very, very smooth surface. The top of the building also uses the same geometry to create a pinnacle. So it is called Brooklyn Point. It's not a sharp point, but it's a very subtle kind of pinnacle that does become, at the moment, the highest point in all of Brooklyn. And in terms of the pool at the top of the building, yes, the facade is actually angled in such a way to keep winds from coming into the pool when one doesn't want them, but at the same time, allowing for these spectacular views that are framed of Manhattan and the river.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ed Stocker for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.